When Zappos CEO Tony Hsieh introduced Holacracy to his 1,500-person company in 2013, the business world watched with bated breath. The radical self-management system promised to eliminate hierarchy and distribute authority throughout the organization. 5 years later, the transformation remained incomplete, with many employees resisting or departing. Was this a failure? Not according to Sebastian Klein and Ben Hughes, creators of the Loop approach. They see it as evidence that organizational transformation is complex, non-linear, and requires patience. Their book has become a sensation among forward-thinking leaders at companies like Google, Microsoft, and Spotify, who recognize that traditional hierarchies are becoming obsolete in our rapidly changing world. With its practical, team-based methodology, the Loop approach offers a refreshing alternative to the all-or-nothing transformation strategies that have left so many organizations frustrated and disillusioned. We're witnessing the greatest organizational upheaval since the Industrial Revolution. The rigid hierarchies that once dominated are being replaced by flexible, network-like models. This transformation is driven by three key factors. Today's professionals demand meaning and decision-making authority rather than just following orders. Hierarchical pyramids are too slow to compete with agile startups, and our world desperately needs purpose-driven organizations to address humanity's biggest challenges. This shift represents a fundamental change in mindset, from predict and control, where those at the top make plans and command execution, to sense and respond, where decision-making power is distributed throughout the organization. This transforms every member into an intelligent sensor who can evaluate signals and respond autonomously without seeking approval, enabling thousands of smart decisions hourly by true ground-level experts. Consider how information flows in traditional organizations. When changes occur in the market, frontline employees typically notice first, but information must travel slowly up the chain of command before decisions can be made and then trickle back down. By the time action happens, the opportunity may have passed. This process isn't just inefficient, it's existentially threatening in today's fast-paced environment. The pyramid model thrived in stable environments where business models could remain unchanged for decades. Companies like Ford or IBM could operate with the same basic approach for generations. But today's landscape demands something different. New competitors, business models, and technologies emerge weekly, making the pyramid's slow adaptation process obsolete. Beyond speed, there's a human element to consider. Well-educated employees increasingly want more than just following orders. They want to make decisions, have real influence, be trusted with authority, grow professionally, and have flexibility. Organizations that can't provide this environment won't attract the talent they need to survive. Perhaps most importantly, employees increasingly want their organizations to have purpose beyond profits. They seek employers pursuing meaningful causes and operating sustainably. Well-educated workers are unwilling to contribute to negative social and ecological impacts of large corporations. With more entrepreneurs taking responsibility towards society and the environment, traditional hierarchical organizations face a stark choice. Ignore the signs and perish, or boldly transform. The Loop approach distills wisdom from numerous concepts and schools of thought into a coherent mindset that runs through everything. This mindset consists of 12 key principles that form the foundation of future-ready organizations. Autonomy and self-organization are hard-coded into the DNA of future organizations. Teams and roles are empowered to make decisions and take action quickly and independently, enabling organizational agility. To prevent chaos, this autonomy is balanced with strong alignment around purpose. Purpose orientation means defining and communicating a greater purpose that members connect with emotionally. This purpose provides both identity and a guiding beacon through uncertainty. In turbulent times, purpose grants basic stability beyond what short-term goals and strategies can provide. Self-responsibility means taking full ownership of one's thoughts, feelings, and actions. The most important message is that you are the transformation. Change begins with overcoming harmful thinking patterns and making incremental changes within your circle of influence, becoming a role model for others. Solution orientation shifts from rewarding problem finding to celebrating solution creating. Future organizations operate with a mindset where identifying problems is just the starting point. Proposing solutions is what truly matters. This manifests in language like, I observe this problem and propose to fix it like so. Thinking win-win replaces either-or thinking with both and cooperation. Solutions should satisfy all stakeholders rather than creating winners and losers. While organizational silos encourage teams to focus on their own gains, network-like structures require seeking shared successes. Transparency and open communication replace information hoarding with radical openness. In complex systems, it's impossible to predict what information will be needed where, when, and by whom, making universal access the only effective solution. This shift accompanies a cultural change from talking about each other to talking with each other. Thinking in continuous iterations means embracing shift is better than perfect. In a complex, changing world, constant experiments and incremental progress win the day. Rather than seeking perfection, the right attitude asks, "Will this cause permanent harm? No? Let's try it." Role versus soul distinguishes between individuals and the roles they fulfill. This seemingly technical distinction offers numerous benefits, particularly in distributing authority more flexibly. One person can fulfill different roles in different contexts, adopt new roles as needed, or drop outdated ones. Ego to self values the transition from ego-driven behavior to serving the organization's higher purpose. Modern organizations need people who can focus on harnessing their strengths for the greater good rather than maneuvering for the next promotion. Tension-based work transforms feelings of something could be better into engines for continuous improvement. When everyone takes responsibility for sensing information, they identify tensions, areas where something could be done differently, and turn them into proposals for improvement. Distributed leadership means anyone can lead both themselves and others through roles, where individuals with authority and expertise in specific areas can make decisions and take responsibility. This makes organizations more effective by enabling experts with relevant knowledge to make quick decisions. Focusing on teams recognizes that effective organizations are essentially the sum of their teams. To transform an organization, you must change how people interact within those teams by introducing tools and practices that encourage collaboration and strengthen relationships. The Loop approach organizes transformation around three interconnected modules that form a continuous cycle: clarity, understanding purpose and potential, results, translating clarity into effective action, and evolution, using tensions and conflicts to drive improvement. These pillars work together synergistically to create sustainable organizational change. Clarity forms the essential foundation for effective work and serves as the starting point for transformation. This module helps teams create a robust shared base for self-organization by defining their purpose, examining daily work activities, and understanding each team member's unique skills and competencies. Without this fundamental clarity, teams often struggle with misaligned efforts and unclear priorities. The process begins with the purpose playoffs, a pragmatic, playful method for teams to define their purpose by answering two critical questions: what are we needed for? And what gets me out of bed to go to work? Teams create a comprehensive stakeholder map, identifying everyone they create value for, from direct customers to indirect beneficiaries, then systematically brainstorm what specific value they provide to these stakeholders. Similar value propositions are clustered and labeled, providing a high-level view of the team's value creation. Team members then draft purpose statements that integrate these value clusters, working through pairs and iterations until reaching a final statement everyone can authentically support and champion. After establishing purpose clarity, the focus shifts to creating transparency around team members' skills, strengths, and competencies. This aligns with Peter Drucker's fundamental philosophy that the task of leadership is to create an alignment of strengths, making a system's weaknesses irrelevant. Team members identify their primary strengths through both structured self-assessment and peer feedback exercises. They then create detailed personal profiles documenting their core strengths, professional interests, development goals, and working boundaries. These profiles become living documents that evolve as team members grow and develop new capabilities. The final component of clarity is distributed authority through clearly defined roles. Unlike traditional jobs, which are typically full-time and rigidly defined, roles in the loop approach may take up only part of someone's time, with employees holding multiple roles simultaneously based on their capabilities and interests. This flexible approach allows for better matching of tasks to individual strengths and creates opportunities for learning and growth. Teams systematically translate existing work into clearly defined roles with specific names, purposes, and accountabilities. Each role is documented with explicit responsibilities, decision-making authority, and expected outcomes, making all aspects of work visible and reducing confusion about who does what. The Clarity module creates a foundation of shared understanding and purpose that enables teams to move forward with confidence and alignment. Regular review and refinement of these elements ensures the foundation remains relevant and supportive of the team's evolution. The Results module builds on the foundations established in Clarity, focusing on translating intentions into tangible outcomes. This begins with personal effectiveness, how individuals organize themselves across multiple roles, tasks, and projects. The workshop introduces David Allen's Getting Things Done, GTD, methodology as a framework for self-management. GTD promises stress-free productivity by creating systems that free mental space and maintain focus even with overwhelming workloads. The approach involves defining specific places for all information and establishing trusted processes for handling it. GTD starts with a single inbox for collecting all incoming requests for attention. These items are then processed by categorizing them as irrelevant, discard, information, file, events, calendar, or actionable items. For actionable items, the 2-minute rule applies. If it takes less than 2 minutes, do it immediately. Longer items are classified as either tasks, single steps taking 30 to 60 minutes, or projects, multiple steps with a defined outcome. After addressing personal effectiveness, the focus shifts to team effectiveness through proper tension management. Tensions are simply impulses for change that need the right space to be resolved effectively. The Four Spaces framework provides a map for sorting tensions. 1. The operational space handles everyday work, task distribution, and information exchange. 2. The governance space is for working on the organization by revising roles and structures. 3. The individual space is for personal development and self-reflection. 4. The tribe space contains all relationships between team members. Once you know which space attention belongs in, the key to resolution is asking, what do you need? The person sensing attention is responsible not just for voicing it, but for solving it. Tensions typically require sharing information, getting information from someone, requesting a next action, requesting a more complex outcome, project, or needing a decision regarding a new role or rule. For the operational space, the loop approach introduces sync meetings that focus on synchronizing work, discussing projects, next steps, and information needs without lengthy discussions or complex decisions. With a good facilitator, these can be remarkably efficient, following a standard agenda that begins with a check-in, followed by checklist review, metrics review, project updates, processing tensions, and ending with a checkout reflection. For complex decisions, the loop approach recommends the consent method. Unlike autocracy, one person decides, democracy, majority decides, or consensus, everyone agrees, the consent method lets the best argument determine outcomes. Instead of counting yes votes, it asks only for objections to proposals. Valid objections are then integrated into improved proposals. The third module addresses evolution, how teams can develop internal capabilities to solve inevitable organizational problems without relying on external consultants. This module rests on two fundamental building blocks: high adaptability, the ability to dynamically change team structure when needed, and conflict and feedback competence, developing skills for effective feedback and constructive conflict resolution. For organizations to thrive in today's rapidly changing business environment, teams must develop the capacity to quickly modify their own structures and processes. The governance meeting, adapted from Holacracy principles, serves as a crucial complement to the operational sync meeting. While sync meetings focus on day-to-day operations, governance meetings create dedicated space for teams to work on the organization instead of in it. These sessions enable teams to make complex decisions about roles, responsibilities, rules, and policies that shape how work gets done. The role-filling process exemplifies this evolutionary approach through a sophisticated 7-step election procedure. 1. Open nominations, where participants can nominate themselves or others. 2. Detailed elaboration of nominations with specific rationales. 3. Opportunity to modify nominations after hearing others' perspectives. 4. Formal proposal of the candidate with most nominations. 5. Structured objection round to surface concerns. 6. Integration of valid objections through role modifications. 7. Final confirmation if no objections remain. The second building block addresses the often more challenging relational dimension of work. Nonviolent communication, NVC, developed by Marshall Rosenberg, provides teams with a shared language and framework for addressing interpersonal tensions. NVC is founded on two key assumptions: that people naturally prefer to contribute to others' well-being when possible, and that all humans share fundamental needs like respect, autonomy, and belonging. This approach shifts focus from conflicting strategies to identifying underlying needs. NVC offers 4 concrete steps for better self-understanding and interpersonal connection. 1. My observation, describing specific, observable events without judgment or interpretation. 2. My feeling, identifying and expressing emotional responses clearly. 3. My needs, recognizing and articulating the underlying needs driving those feelings. 4. My request, making specific, positive, actionable requests that could meet those needs. This framework transforms feedback from a potentially threatening experience into a mutual gift. Feedback givers gain a structured way to express concerns constructively, while receivers gain valuable perspective on potential blind spots. The loop approach distinguishes 2 essential types of feedback: situational feedback, informal, immediate responses to specific situations; comprehensive feedback, scheduled, structured sessions conducted in psychologically safe environments. For addressing deeper emotional issues, the Clear the Air, CTA, provides a dedicated format for processing complex feelings like anger, frustration, or disappointment within the team. These meetings complete the essential meeting quartet alongside sync, governance, and feedback sessions, creating a comprehensive system for team evolution and conflict resolution. Teams that master these tools develop remarkable resilience and adaptability, enabling them to navigate complex challenges while maintaining strong relationships and high performance. The loop approach doesn't end after the 3 modules. It's merely the beginning of continuous improvement. While the approach is team-based, larger transformations require additional planning and steering initiatives to support the loops. Transformation will fail without full leadership support. Leaders must understand and communicate the need for change, stay informed about transformation progress, and most importantly, model the new behaviors themselves. Every leader with influence needs special attention to ensure they're genuinely supporting the transformation. When executive-level buy-in is difficult, start with smaller islands, autonomous teams willing to embrace change with supportive leadership. As these teams experience positive results and share their stories, curiosity spreads. Other teams become interested, additional leaders create their own islands, and eventually even skeptical top leaders want to know more. Successful transformation requires everyone to understand the underlying problems being solved, the why before the how. Beyond just defining pain points with negative framing, we're too slow, organizations must paint a positive vision of the future. We can respond to external changes quickly. Resistance often emerges from middle management, who've invested years mastering organizational politics and gaining privileges they're reluctant to surrender. The solution is treating these leaders with appreciation and empathy, offering alternative paths to success, clear career development opportunities, and maintaining open dialogue. Some people will never embrace transformation, which is normal and not problematic. The process makes organizational values transparent, allowing employees to recognize value misalignments. Those who sense a fundamental mismatch should leave, making the resulting minor exodus part of a healthy transformation. External consultants can only provide impulses. Real transformation must come from within, through strong internal change agents who take responsibility for driving change. Ideal agents understand the loop approach and hold leadership positions with power to advocate for transformation. You almost can't over-communicate during transformation. Top leadership must regularly share both successes and challenges honestly. When inevitable setbacks occur after initial excitement fades, treating them as learning opportunities rather than hiding them maintains trust. Promising quick transformations creates unrealistic expectations that inevitably lead to disappointment. Instead, communicate from the start that transformation is a marathon requiring patience. Some organizations may not see improvements for years and should expect temporary productivity and morale dips during transition. A broader transformation architecture requires multiple loops and additional components working in harmony to create lasting organizational change. Transformations typically span a year or longer, beginning with comprehensive scouting work to understand the organization's core motivation, specific pain points, future vision, employee readiness levels, depth of leadership support, and overall feasibility. This initial assessment phase often includes stakeholder interviews, cultural surveys, and operational diagnostics to create a detailed transformation roadmap. After thorough preparation and detailed stakeholder mapping, the first pioneer team begins their loop journey, typically taking 2 to 3 months with dedicated support from 2 experienced loop trainers. Workshops are strategically scheduled for the 3 core modules, with team-led recap sessions between to reinforce learning and application. Subsequent teams start with calculated delays of 2 to 4 weeks to benefit from earlier teams' experiences and lessons learned, creating a cascade effect of organizational learning. Beyond the core loop modules, organizations can access a rich ecosystem of additional trainings and deep dive modules addressing specific organizational needs. These include advanced facilitator training for internal champions, personal effectiveness workshops focusing on time management and priority setting, nonviolent communication practices for conflict resolution, and mindfulness practices for enhanced decision-making and stress management. This modular approach allows organizations to tailor the transformation journey to their particular culture, challenges, and strategic objectives. Leadership engagement proves consistently critical. No transformation succeeds without leadership fully on board and actively participating in the change process. The specialized leadership loop helps leaders develop new competencies essential for navigating uncertain, constantly changing environments. Rather than traditionally managing employees or making all decisions, leaders undertake a structured journey to assess their current roles, determine which responsibilities truly deserve their focus, and identify which activities can be effectively delegated to empowered teams. This includes developing skills in coaching, strategic thinking, and systems perspective. Unlike prescriptive approaches like Holacracy that begin with implementing a new operating system, OS, the Loop approach recommends codifying new organizational rules only after the first several loops complete their cycles, typically about 6 months into the transformation. This practical delay ensures the emerging OS contains only rules and practices actually being used and creating value, rather than theoretical frameworks that merely sound sensible in planning sessions. The ultimate goal extends beyond implementing a specific organizational model. It aims to create better, more human-centered organizations focused on people rather than just profits, actively contributing to a better future for all stakeholders. The Loop approach provides a flexible yet structured framework for evolutionary change, where organizations can confidently determine their best next step while maintaining the humility not to predict steps further ahead. It successfully balances necessary standardization with situational flexibility, providing clear decision-making processes while allowing for continuous adjustments based on learning and changing circumstances. The transformation of work isn't some distant possibility. It's happening right now in organizations around the world. Companies like Spotify, Netflix, and Google are already pioneering new organizational models that emphasize flexibility, autonomy, and rapid adaptation. While we don't know exactly what future organizations will look like, the Loop approach helps you begin your transformation journey with practical tools and behaviors that support evolution toward more agile, purpose-driven organizations. The signs of this transformation are evident in multiple trends: the rise of remote work, the shift to project-based teams, the emphasis on continuous learning, and the growing importance of emotional intelligence in leadership. Organizations are increasingly adopting practices like self-management, distributed decision-making, and purpose-driven missions that align with these emerging patterns. Remember, not to take this too seriously. See it as a fun challenge, invite others along, and enjoy yourself. Transformation happens through many small decisions made by capable people already in the organization. These might include experimenting with new meeting formats, testing different feedback systems, or implementing small-scale pilot projects. It's a continuous process of learning, discarding old assumptions, and finding sensible next steps. The Loop approach isn't a rigid blueprint, but a flexible structure that provides guidance while remaining adaptable to each organization's unique circumstances. For example, while one company might focus on implementing daily stand-ups and sprint planning, another might prioritize developing autonomous teams or improving feedback processes. It's not about applying ready-made solutions. That thinking comes from the old predict and control mindset. Instead, it embraces a sense and respond mindset where change becomes a never-ending process of learning and adaptation. As we move from the age of machines to the age of organisms, our organizations must evolve from mechanical hierarchies to living, network-like structures that constantly evolve. This shift is already visible in how successful organizations handle innovation, decision-making, and talent development. Companies are replacing annual performance reviews with continuous feedback, static org charts with dynamic team structures, and command and control leadership with collaborative approaches. The Loop approach provides a path forward, not as a destination, but as a journey of continuous improvement toward organizations that better serve both their members and the world. This journey involves developing new capabilities like systems thinking, emotional intelligence, and adaptive leadership. It requires creating environments where experimentation is encouraged, failure is seen as learning, and purpose drives decision-making at every level. Success in this new paradigm depends on building organizations that can learn and adapt as quickly as the world changes around them. This means developing strong feedback loops, encouraging transparent communication, and fostering a culture where every member feels empowered to contribute to the organization's evolution.